Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And Russia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Today we are talking about a couple of entrepreneurs who started with a fairly small Sambusa operation. And now it's not so small. I'll tell you that much. Not so small anymore. It is called Hoyo, and they sell Sambusas and sauces, and now they have a location that you can show up to Midtown Global Market as well. Maryam Muhammad and Matt Glover, the co-founders of Hoyo, are with us here on CCO. It's so good to have you both here right now.
Thanks for having us.
Talk a little bit about the genesis of Hoyo. How did this get started? How did you two come together?
Yeah. Well, some mutual friends introduced us. I was living in South Minneapolis and very interested in Somali food, Ethiopian food. And I was working at Bar La Grasse at the time, so really excited about customer service or hospitality. And so then I was kind of combining Somali food, hospitality, entrepreneurship, learning that Somalis loved entrepreneurship. And some mutual friends introduced Maryam and I, and they said, Maryam is amazing. You have to meet her. And we met, and I shared some ideas about, like, what if we did, like, restaurant consulting for Somali restaurants and things? And she said, no, if you're going to do business in the Somali community, you need to do frozen Sambusa.
Huh.
And I said, well, I'll think about it, and thought about it a lot, and I loved it. And I said, I'll only do it if you do it with me. And so that was kind of how the business started.
And this was 10 years ago or so?
2015, we first met. I think we incorporated the business in 2016.
Maryam, what were you thinking when this white kid from Bar La Grasse comes up to you and wants to start a focus on Somali food?
I know. You know, Matt, when he came to me and he told you why he wanted to see me, what was in my mind was many refugees, especially women, when they come to the U.S., they have so much strength and things they already know. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, why not use their strength? And since they know how to make sambusas, why not create jobs that helps them to do something they already know? And we learn from them. They teach us, and we teach them the job skills and the trainings that we need for them to be part of the mainstream. So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking using Somali mothers who have been doing sambusa all their lives, because sambusa is a traditional food in our culture, and every Somali woman at a young age knows how to make sambusa. So that's what I was thinking.
And that's what you hired. You hired other, because Hoyo means
mother.
And so you hired mothers.
Yeah, mothers.
Smart.
Yes. Yes.
And that started with the frozen sambusa. You made two varieties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you worked on the formulation of that together?
Yep.
And that was Maryam's sister. Maryam introduced me to her sister Halima and said, Halima's the best sambusa maker. So I said, well, let's try it. We went into Halima's kitchen and wow, they were delicious. And we thought, well, this could work. The thing about sambusa is they're very labor intensive, which is why frozen makes a lot of sense.
So talk about that, because some of our listeners, and if you're watching on YouTube right now, I'll hold one up, but almost every culture has some version of this food, whether it's an empanada, sambusas you see in a number of different cultures, Indian, Somali, all sorts of different sambusas. But it's a pastry type wrapping filled with whatever, right?
Yes.
And Maryam, Somali, the traditional sambusa would have what in it?
So we will have usually beef and fish.
Beef and fish.
Yes. Yeah. Mostly these are the ones. Now we have, I think, beef and lentil, and we're going to have chicken soon. And we know here fish is very expensive.
Yes.
So we're not rushing to have fish. But in Somalia, fish is the cheapest food you will buy because we have the longest, Somalia has the longest coast in Africa. And so people eat mostly meat. They're not big fan of seafood. And so seafood is the cheapest food you can buy in Somalia. So that's why fish.
That's why that's used. Huh?
Yes. That's why that's used. It's the cheapest food.
The benefit of freezing it, of course, is it then you have a nice, quick, easy dinner. But also to make this from scratch, fresh, probably it would take a while, right?
It takes forever. One of the things that we do and that Halima insisted on was the traditional folio. And folio is the wrapper. So she loves making that from scratch. And it's hard to find a sambusa in Minneapolis with folio made from scratch. And so that was it, but it takes so long, and we had to buy the right equipment, and you have to hand, you know, knead it a little bit. And
to have it, is that texture that you're looking for?
Yeah.
And if you even go now and try to buy sambusa from anywhere, it's different than ours. And what makes the difference is actually the folio, the crunchy, handmade folio is different than buying one that's already made, like tortilla, and you use to make your sambusa on that. So they taste so different.
This is very different from other sambusas I've had.
Yes, yes.
Yep. And then the cumin and the coriander.
Very traditional Somali seasoning.
Yes.
It's beautiful. The wrapper on this, there's a crunchiness to it, and then a lightness, though, where it's almost flaky inside.
It is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and try with the sauces. So there's two sauces.
And these are available. Hoyo, part of how you got your start is you got into stores and you got into the schools, right? Is that sort of how the beginning was?
Well, our original hypothesis was Somali mothers are going to want to buy this. This was 2015. They didn't want it. They wanted to make their own. So we went to Seward Co-op, and they said, we'll give you a shot. And they said, but you got a demo. So we did a demo at Seward Co-op, and we sold out within an hour of everything we had. And so then our hypothesis flipped and was like, okay, let's go to the grocery stores.
Yes.
And the co-ops took us in like crazy. But right Seward away. Was the first
Seward
one.
Was first. Yes. Oh, that's so cool. I know you're going to Lunds and Byerly.
Yes.
But already more than 30 Minnesota school districts serve your sambusa to 300,000 kids.
Yes.
What is that like to know that 300,000 school kids who maybe wouldn't be exposed to sambusa at all or Somali food are having your sister's recipe?
I know. It's so fun because we hear so many stories. And I remember I was in St. Cloud, and St. Cloud gets Somali sambusa. And all the Somali kids are excited because all the American kids, you know, they're all Americans, but young children who are not exposed to any Somali culture love the taste of it. And they come to the Somali kids and say, how do your mother make it? I love it. Where can I find it? And so it's really a hit in these schools. And sometimes they even told us that when they're having sambusa, the days they're having, the absentee is almost zero. Everybody wants to come and eat sambusa.
I love it.
Yes.
All right, stand by because I want to talk about your new location in Midtown Global Market. Matt Glover and Mariam Muhammad from Hoyo, H-O-Y-O, Sambusa. We're streaming live on YouTube so you can see these beautiful faces. And you can see me eating sambusa in the background, too. We're on WCCO Radio on YouTube. Darusha Eats continues in just a minute.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jerusha Eats with a conversation about a couple entrepreneurs. They're making frozen sambusas that you can find in local grocery stores. Hoyo's Sambusa. It's hoyosambusa.com is the website. Soon coming to Lunds and Byerly's. Mm-hmm. And how many states are you in now?
Five
states.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery stores all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction has been what?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, every co-op, except a couple of co-ops here, it's the preferred item to buy. Mm-hmm. If you go to their stores.
And how much does it cost usually? I mean, everyone has their own price, but there are what, five sambusas in a frozen package?
Yep. And around $13.99.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now we're actually switching, making it four. So this store we're talking at Global Market is has four now.
A four pack.
Which is after $10.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nine something.
What, you know, when you look at sambusas, and we're talking with Miriam Muhammad and Matt Glover from Hoyo's Sambusa, which has just opened a big kitchen production facility at Midtown Global Market on Lake Street in Minneapolis. Is the sambusa, is that normally the meal? Or is that like an appetizer? Or how is that traditionally eaten?
Well, traditionally in our culture, you usually eat during fasting. You know, we fast one month in a year, Ramadan. Mm-hmm. It's called Ramadan. And after you break the fast, that's what you eat because you need both protein and carbs. And that's the idea behind it. So we eat it as a meal when it's that. But in and then at weddings, and I think most places now in America, the Somalis, the way they eat it is like hors d'oeuvres. So
right.
You invite people, they come to your house, and before you give them the heavy meal, you give them sambusa. So sambusa is part of everything you are doing in your meal now. If you are inviting people, if you are alone in your home, usually some people may not do it because it's a lot of work.
Right.
But you usually do it when you are inviting people on their weddings, holidays. These are the times when people often use sambusa. But you can go, I think there are stores, Somali places that can sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sell now and people go and eat every day. In our country, it was not the case.
Not the case.
Yes.
Matt, this new 3,000 square foot commercial food processing sort of kitchen that you have now at Midtown Global Market, what was the reason to go to Midtown Global Market, and how is it? How's it been going?
Yeah, well, so for context, we started at VEEP, which is Volunteers Enlisted to Assist People. It's a food shelf in Bloomington, South Minneapolis, and it's a test kitchen.
Right.
It's not a food manufacturing plant, and we just by brute force turned it into kind of a manufacturing plant. But it was tiny. It's tough. It's, you know, unit production is really important in food manufacturing. And so we were looking like crazy for a commercial kitchen, and we got in touch with, the Global Market, and they just loved the idea, and, neighborhood development, and,
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They just said, we think we can make it work.
How many folks you have working for Hoyo now?
Almost 24.
Wow. Ah, it's so good. I'm so great to see you both. You can find Hoyo in all sorts of grocery stores all over Minnesota, the co-ops. There's a spot on their website. And you can buy it now at the produce store, produce in the market.
Mm-hmm. At Global Market.
At the Global Market.
And a restaurant inside Global Market.
All right, look for it when it shows up at Lunds and Byerly soon. It's called Hoyo. Congratulations to both of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
so much for having
us. Matt Glover and Miriam Muhammad. It's freaking delicious, I'll tell you that much. And their sauces are killer, too. So you'll look for these in grocery stores as well. CBS News and local news coming up. Drive time.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.